All right, here we go, episode 45. It's going to veer a little bit away from telling a story, and we're going to talk about something that is called the shadow. And it affects all of us, men and women alike, but I know most of my listeners are men, so I'll gear it towards that. Women, you can take something away from this as well. But what does it mean to be a good person, to be an honorable person? Or in this case, as I've written down in my notes, what does it mean to be an honorable man? And I've been thinking a lot about this in the last couple of weeks and kind of what inspired this episode, because we were talking about a young individual that I was mentoring or have been mentoring. And somebody asked me, well, what's your goal for them? What's the end goal? And I said, well, I want them to be an honorable man, an honorable young man. And they said, well, what does that mean? And it kind of made me think a little bit about what I'm going to share today and the battle most of us, especially men, deal with and becoming an honorable man. Because what's the opposite of an honorable man? Well, a weak, impulsive, and just useless person that doesn't bring anybody any value. And when you say it like that, you're like, well, I never want to be that way. But wow, I've met a lot of those people and men that have been trapped in addiction, trapped in just this mindset of usefulness, not being useful to the world around them or to anybody, their friends or family. They just take. And I don't think they started out that way. I don't think any of us do. And none of us want to go down that path, but it starts with the little things, right? But what psychologists tell us, and I believe in, is we have the shadow side to us. And a honorable man is able to control that shadow. And the shadow is all those impulsive things that your brain drags you down to do, which seem awesome in the moment, fun, exhilarating, but long term, they just lead to destruction. An honorable man can control that shadow by what? Being aware of what it is and what you're ashamed of. And you accept it as part of yourself, but you don't have to act on those impulses. And an honorable and good man, he and a person can accept that sense of responsibility for your actions and recognize you have the power to choose how you behave in difficult challenges and circumstances, right? If you're able to control that shadow, and we all have it, we all hear that voice. Oh yeah, just have that ice cream late at night, all the way down to, hey, have that extra shot. That's not going to hurt you. Drink a few more beers, no big deal. Feels good now, but in a couple months, it's going to be really bad. Or a couple years, you're a raging alcoholic, right? So you can go two ways. If you fall into everything your shadow tells you, it doesn't go well, right? But if you can start to push back against that shadow by, one, identifying what it is it's telling you and you're able to control it, well, that you become a dangerous man, a dangerous person. You're like, well, we don't want dangerous people around here. Yes, we do. You know, Jordan Peterson said it very well in a YouTube video. You should be dangerous. You should strive to be dangerous. And you have the capacity to harm. And you're willing to use it if necessary. But you can also control it. Right? You can be aggressive and violent when needed, but you can control it. And a lot of you that are in martial arts and things like that, that's really... That's what everything centers around. Honorable and dangerous men or dangerous people, you have the ability to protect others from evil, external threats. You can maintain order and stability, but you never step over the edge, right? And that is controlling your shadow. You can let that shadow out a little bit when needed, when you need to, you know, protect those that you love and that sort of thing. And I think we need more of that. I think that more of us need to become dangerous. And it's not just martial arts. It's also becoming more articulate, gaining knowledge in the world, being able to speak and being able to negotiate with people, being able to read your environment, be able to take care of yourself, right? The first way to really harness the shadow and bring it under control is to control yourself. Can you control your own desires? Not just on a monthly basis or a weekly basis or a daily basis, in the moment, can you put off the things that your shadow is telling you that you need to do and take responsibility and get yourself together on a daily basis and stop doing the things that you know to be wrong, right? So a good man is a very dangerous man who has himself under control. And I keep saying him, but for you women that are listening, same goes for you. To be able to do this, and it's the hardest thing. The self-control is the hardest thing because sometimes we can't control it. And I've been around people who their shadow runs their daily life every day. Wherever their shadow leads them, they go. Oh, I need another cigarette. Oh, I need to have this thing. Oh, I need to do this. Amidst all the responsibility that needs to happen that would lead them down the path of being an honorable and good person, their shadow comes in and just derails that every single time. And so thinking back to this young man who'd been mentoring, that was my ultimate goal for him, to be of value to other people and to be an honorable man. And that's not easy. Right, you've heard the memes, you've heard all of that, you know, that the hard road is the path to take. Because the opposite isn't good for anybody. You know, the effect of being a weak person, somebody who can't affect change on anything, you can't defend anything, they can't help somebody. Not just through physical, but also through their words. They're not articulate enough to talk or to get out of a situation. Well, that's just, we have no use for those sorts of people. And we need more people that can do all of these things. But it's not easy, right? The shadow says, well, no, you can read that book later. Oh, no, you don't have to turn in that assignment or that essay or make your bed in the morning or clean up or do the honorable thing when nobody's watching. But we need more of it. Because as we become more comfortable in our society, and wow, we won the lottery here in America, no matter how bad your situation is, you probably have food and running water and plumbing and things like that that are pretty amazing. And so we become complacent and we let our shadow take over. And before you know it, you're playing 17 hours of video games. You know, I think if you think about it, what are the effects of being honorable and forthright? Not just to yourself, but, you know, when you throw a stone in a pond, those rings that spread out, you not only help the people around you, your family, your wife, your kids, your in-laws, the ring just starts to spread as you control your shadow and, you know, you're able to go forth in the world. And once you have control of yourself, you're able to do great things beyond that, right? And so first thing, hey, so Justin, this is all great. How do I do this, man? I heard what you just said, but man, my shadow just drags me all over the place. Well, in order to control your shadow, the first thing you need to do, like I said, is be aware that it's there and that it's pulling you in different directions, mostly in areas of pleasure and areas of things that are just not going to be well long term, right? And you need to acknowledge and accept that that's part of yourself, but it doesn't mean you have to act on these impulses. You can do other things. The second thing is you need to develop a sense of responsibility for your actions. You need to take ownership. You know, you have the power to choose how you behave. And if you take ownership of that and responsibility, it can really have a big effect on your life. And I would just start on your daily routine, just almost hour by hour. What are you doing that on a just in your morning routine that's not serving you well or serving other people well? Are you getting up out of bed and just bouncing off the walls, you know, putting on your shoes and driving to work with no sense of, hey, what's the day going to bring, or preparing for anything, right? Does that help you? No. Does that help other people? No. But is it an easy thing to do? Absolutely. And so if you could start with something that's just really simple, maybe waking up a little bit earlier, maybe or thinking about your day the day before, or not having that piece of cake late at night, or playing video games beyond a certain time. If you can start to harness and control that shadow in small ways, that'll lead to controlling it in bigger and bigger ways. I definitely don't recommend going cold turkey on any bad habit that you have and just shutting it off, because you are not as strong as your shadow is. Most times it will defeat you and you'll quit and you'll feel bad about yourself, and you'll bring that habit back times two. It's kind of what I've seen. Start with the small things and be an honorable person out there, right? When nobody's watching, are you doing the right thing? Are you giving your best every day to not only to yourself, but to other people at your workplace? Are you working and giving the best of yourself while you're there? I mean, think about it. And it's hard to do, right? So to kind of wrap up this quick segment on the shadow, try to control it, know it's there, and be dangerous. He said, well, Justin, what does that mean to be dangerous? Everybody's, you know, you want to be a dangerous person. Well, how do you start that? How do you start to be a force in this world? Well, physical is definitely one of them, right? Because it comes with a lot of mental grit to go out and be physically fit. That takes... And that pushes away the shadow of, don't do that. That controls your shadow when you say, yeah, I'm going to go work out tonight. I'm going to go to jiu-jitsu class. I'm beaten up and I'm kind of tired, but I'm going to go regardless of what my brain or my shadow is telling me. Okay, so that's one. Have a daily routine of physical fitness in some way. That doesn't mean running marathons every day or doing something radical you see on Instagram, right? Starting off small. Maybe it's 5 push-ups every morning when you get out of bed, that sort of thing. Also, you need to have the capacity to be able to learn new things each day. Downloading a podcast about the profession you're in or something that interests you. For me, I like listening. Others, reading a book. If you have a Kindle, that sort of thing. And setting aside portions of your day that you can add that in. For me, it's driving to and from the office. It's about 20 minutes. I got 40 minutes of listening to people that are operating at a higher level. And man, that really adds up day by day, week by week, over time. So you got the mental aspect, you got the physical aspect, as well as taking ownership for the things that just aren't working well in your life, habits that you have, and cutting back just a little bit on those habits. Like I said, don't go cold turkey. Pick one or two and go, you know what? I'm not going to have that drink when I get home from work. I'm just going to have a half of one. And then it's going to be a quarter next week. And then before you know it, I'm going to replace it with something else. That all those actions together compartmentalize that shadow into a box, and you start to control the shadow. Doesn't mean you don't have urges. Doesn't mean you don't act on them. That happens. But you start to affect yourself, and you affect people around you in a really good way. And you start to see the effects on people that just listen to their shadow and are driven by habits and short-term pleasure. I mean, it's all around us. It's really easy. Because you don't want the opposite. You don't want to be a sloth. You don't want people to refer to you. And we need more dangerous people out there. They're able to control their shadow and be able to defend themselves either with their words or their actions when necessary. You know, this is an amazing quote that I'll kind of end all this with is, I don't know who said it, but they say it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. So think about that. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. All right, there you go. Control your shadow. Be an honorable and dangerous person.